Josh Harrison of World Alternative Media here, and there is some really interesting news coming out about the skyrocketing cancer rate. We know why this cancer rate is skyrocketing, but nonetheless, here's this article from Natural News. It says cancer rates are exploding across America, and the CDC is covering up the deadly truth. One of the biggest frauds was allowing mRNA genetic materials to be legally defined as vaccines. Yes, that is certainly part of the problem that we are facing today. There is no going back on the fact that countless people have injected themselves with poison, 163% increase in death year over year. So we're going to go into this a little bit because, of course, we have reported in the past about the fact that, for example, the government has in their own report said that COVID vaccination is causing cancer at an unprecedented rate. And as we've also reported in the past, that as a matter of fact, and this was out of the expose, and they did an amazing job of summing all this up, was that the U.S. government data confirms a 143,233% increase in cancer cases due to COVID vaccination. That is versus other vaccines, and the other vaccines are already causing a heightened amount of cancer. So that in a nutshell by itself is absolutely insane. But we're finding a lot more information out as well right now. And today we're going to go through some of it because obviously we all probably know someone that has cancer or had cancer recently. And I know it just in the first 2 months of the release of this death shot, I personally know three people who died of cancer within 2 weeks of getting the shot. It is absolutely disgusting that we have not seen proper justice for this, but what can we expect? We are living in dark times, my friends, and we have to apply the right solutions in order to, well, you know, save humanity from this all-out war against humanity. Anyway, we're going to get into this and much more today, but first I urge people to check the links below. Check out the link for Lion Energy and never run out of power. Get your lithium batteries, solar generators, power banks, and you know, solar panels, stuff like that as well. Use our link in the description. You save a bunch of money on it. You get free shipping and a 100% money back guarantee in the face of the control collapse of the energy grid. This is absolutely dramatically important so that you aren't dependent on the grid and then forced into the carbon credit system. Also check out Ascent Nutrition and make sure your nutrition is on track today. Of course, these are all non-GMO and organic. We have ashwagandha, pine pollen powder, pine pollen tincture. We have Ascent Coffee, which is mold and myotoxin free. Nootropics, we have adrenal support. We have hemp oil, peak liver detox. There's so many great things on this website. And if you use our link below, you save a bunch of money. And of course, you help keep our operation alive by getting things like coffee. You can ship this stuff basically anywhere in the world. If you want to ship it to Britain, go for it. I know we have a lot of viewers out there that haven't been able to get access to a lot of the things that we're selling. So we appreciate you keeping WHAM alive while also staying healthy at the same time. So again, check that link in the description. And finally, check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, gardening resources, books on how to get started. Use code WHAM, that's W-A-M. And of course, you get free shipping on a bunch of these products. And this is one of the most crucial things that you can do for yourself and your family and your grandkids. Say you have grandkids that your kids are not actually properly preparing for what's coming with the Great Reset. It is an opportunity to save lives, including your own, and not be forced out of into compliance by the very fact that they're forcing people into desperate situations where you don't have any food. Make sure to get long-term storable foods today. And again, non-GMO. So this is really hard to find proper non-GMO storable food. So I urge you guys to get this now. Use code WHAM, W-A-M. And of course, there's new varieties available for a limited time only that you could add to your stockpile. It is silly not to get on this now and wait until, you know, the store shelves are empty. It's so absurd. Anyway, check those links in the description. Let's get into this. So cancer rates are exploding across America, and the CDC is covering up the deadly truth. One of the biggest frauds was allowing mRNA genetic materials to be legally defined as vaccines. And I quote, defining COVID-19 mRNA vaccines as pharmaceutical drugs has straightforward implications for their pharmacodynamic, pharmacokinetic, clinical, and post-marketing safety assessment. Only an accurate characterization of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines as pharmaceutical drugs will guarantee as safe, a safe, rational, and individualized use of these products. Well, of course, at the end of the day, this is meant to kill people. And of course, it's based on COVID-19, which has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in VR monkey kidney cells compared to a computer simulation. And PCR tests cannot even test for an illness, cannot diagnose, cannot discern. So it's all fraud. At the end of the day, we know this. But anyway, so sad, it says, a new brilliant and courageous analysis from Italian researchers at the Center for Research in Medical Pharmacology, University of Insubria, that should be required reading by all in the medical and public health establishment. The title is Understanding the Pharmacology of COVID-19 mRNA Vaccines, Playing Dice with the Spike. No major medical journal would have published this article, and no American doctors or researchers would have the smarts and guts to write that COVID-19 vaccines represent pharmaceutical therapeutics more so than traditional vaccines. It should be recalled that the CDC had to change the definition of vaccine so that the mRNA COVID materials or generic therapeutics could be legally defined as vaccines. This should be emphasized. If these fake vaccines were legally classified as drugs, then they should not be protected from liability actions. The vaccine makers would not be fully protected. So significant, considering the huge numbers of adverse health impacts and deaths that definitely are casually or causally linked to the fake vaccines. That these fake vaccines were and still are pushed by government agencies demonstrates the historic corruption of the entire medical and public health establishment. This has caused incredible harm to millions of people. Well, we know around 20 million people have died so far conservatively. That is way more than they claim so-called COVID killed. It's so absurd. Continuing on, it says, here are some excerpts from the Italian study to give a good picture of its coverage. A major truth was emphasized, one that has helped explain why there have been so many adverse health impacts and deaths from the vaccines. And I quote, these products were presented from the outset as intrinsically safe, since it was believed that, similar to conventional vaccines, after intramuscular injection, most of the dose would remain in the muscle and the rest would drain through the lymphatic system, being eventually captured by antigen-presenting cells and B cells and undergoing complete elimination in a few tens of hours at the most. On this basis, the public was explicitly reassured by influential blogs as well as academic institutional web pages that these products were not expected to exhibit any relevant systemic disposition and that the resulting S protein would remain attached to the surface of the cells and would not be released in the bloodstream and tissues to encounter ACE2 receptors and eventually induce organ damage. Step by step, however, it became clear that this was not the case. Now, those of us who watch, or those of you who watch our show, knew from the beginning that that was all nonsense, but let's humor it because there's a lot of findings that should be noted. And I quote, taken as a whole, evidence strongly supports a possible link between inappropriate expression of S protein in sensitive tissues and subsequent tissue damage. And I quote, a major explanation of adverse effects following COVID-19 vaccination could well be that mRNA vaccines induce in selected individuals excessive production of S protein for too long and or in inappropriate tissues and organs, and that this occurrence is at present unpredictable since systemic biodistribution and disposition of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine has so far never been considered an issue. And as a consequence, it has never been studied as it would have actually deserved. These products urgently need a proper conceptualization. Conventional vaccines contain antigens, which represent their active component, in turn exerting their effect by acting on endogenous targets, the immune system cells. And by the way, they cause autoimmune diseases. All vaccines are bad. And you can look at a bunch of information on that at learntherisk.org. They've been doing amazing work on that. But anyway, It says, on the contrary, mRNA vaccines do contain a molecule, the mRNA, which is unable to trigger any anti-SARS-CoV-2 immune response unless it is translated by endogenous cell metabolism in an active moiety, which is the viral S protein. In other terms, mRNAs contained in vaccines fully meet the definition of a prodrug as reported, for example, in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a pharmacologically inactive substance that is converted in the body as by enzymatic action into a pharmacologically active drug, which is a case for the vaccine-derived mRNA converted into active S protein by ribosomes through their catalytic peptidyl transferase activity that links amino acids together, leading to protein synthesis. According to the conventional classification of prodrugs, COVID-19 mRNA vaccines could be classified as type 1 prodrugs since they undergo intracellular conversion. So in a nutshell, what they're saying is it's not a vaccine. It's actually just, it's a therapeutic and it's gene therapy. And a lot of evidence has come out about that, obviously, from the very beginning. But, you know, as we've been reporting recently, they found 94% of people tested that were studied out of 1,004 people who were vaccinated in Germany. 94% of them had pre-blood clot formations and crystalline formations in their bloodstream, which was backed up by an Italian study, a Taiwan study that showed 29% of vaccinated children have some sort of heart-related problem. That doesn't include immunodeficiencies and cancers and brain problems and all these other things. Well, let's get into that a bit, because of course we see a massive rate in cancer and we see a lot of things that play into it and that aren't just the vaccines, from the PCR test to this out of the expose, single use and reusable face masks found to contain cancer causing titanium dioxide. And they also contained ethylene oxide, which is a chemical that's produced in China. And most of these things, these so-called tests had this on it as well, and it's like a powder, and it's one considered one of the deadliest chemicals to be in close contact with in the world on a regular basis. So think of all those people that didn't get the jab, but they got the test every single day because they were discriminated against, of course, because the world is filled with evil psychopaths. And of course, we're really seeing a lot come out about that right now with the Pfizer gate and then just the Pfizer documents that are coming out. A lot of people are angry about this, but will they do anything about it? That's a question. This also out of the expose, it says government reports suggest COVID vaccination is causing cancer at an unprecedented rate. Yes, we have been talking about that for a long time. Cancer begins when genetic changes interfere with normal replication and replacement of cells in the body. Cells start to grow uncontrollably and may form a tumor. It is the number two leading cause of death in the United States. Unfortunately, it appears the disease may be on the rise thanks to the experimental COVID-19 injections, because official U.S. government data confirms the risk of developing cancer following COVID-19 vaccination is 1,433 times greater than the background risk. Yes, we have indeed reported on this before. This also out of the expose, which we went into in depth before. You can find it on our channel, I think about a month ago. It says U.S. government data confirms a 143,233% increase in cancer cases due to COVID vaccination. Now, that's not in general, like across the board. That is versus other vaccines, the risk versus other vaccines. So that needs to be made clear, because we aren't seeing that high of a jump in cancer rates, but we are seeing a massive jump in cancer rates over 1,000%. And jumping into this, let's see. Facebook admits the COVID vaccines destroy the immune system and cause acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Yes, they've been forced to admit this alongside the CDC and WHO. And it's interesting because they were banning anyone for talking about this before. And of course, like usual, the conspiracy theorists were right. But the immunodeficiency issues lead to cancer. That needs to be understood. Facebook has confirmed that 5 months worth of official government data does in fact prove COVID-19 vaccination destroys the immune system, leading to what can be described as a new form of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Well, by the way, as we just reported, they are really pushing the vaccines again with the fifth or sixth booster. I don't know what it is at this point. It's absurd. But Biden is offering people $5 if they go and kill themselves off of their drugstore or grocery purchases. Great. That's totally worth it. It's like before when they gave people McDonald's hamburgers, like just to get us a bit closer to myocarditis on top of the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, the injections, of course. So this is just, it's everything's piling up at the same time. This out of the Gateway Pundit, safe and effective. European Medicines Agency recommends adding heavy menstrual bleeding to Pfizer and Moderna's COVID shots product information as a side effect. Well, and the European Parliament is looking at prosecuting Pfizer right now. Possibly it could happen. Maybe not. Who knows? You know, they have other things up their sleeve right now. The climate lockdowns, carbon credits, and everything that comes with it. The collapse of the economy, the new global cashless society tied to BRICS in China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, etc. And social credit systems being brought in. There's a lot to go into with all that. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, waste your time going into it a millionth time today. But nonetheless, there are some apparent rumors, it looks like it, that there could be some kind of prosecution of these Pfizer people. But at the end of the day, how much of a psyop will that prosecution really be? After Pfizer admitted in front of the European Parliament that it does not stop transmission, they never did a test on that. They're in a lot of trouble, and they also got caught hiding the death effects on children, the heart defects from that happened to children in the trials. They hid that and got caught doing that to get it approved in places like Israel, where Professor Shmuel Shapira, who is the head of the vaccine rollout in Israel and the COVID response, quote unquote, has openly come out against it, had his Twitter taken down multiple times. We'll see what happens with Elon Musk there now, and has openly said that these are eugenics experiments to kill people. So much is coming out, my friends. So much is coming out. This also out of the expose. Nanostructures in COVID vaccines are not self-assembling. They are being constructed by micro machines. There are things that we went into recently. Again, we did a video on this regarding the fact that we have evidence that these are self-assembling, biotech weapons that have patents that just happen to be owned by Moderna that could react to external frequencies, 5G, for example. Now, it sounds crazy, but we went into it in depth going through the patents in our video, a recent video called Experts Want Pause on 5G, Vaccine-Induced Bioweapon, the patents exposed. I urge people to check that video out because I think it's very important, and it sounds completely bat, you know what, crazy, but, you know, so does basically all of reality today. So truth is stranger than fiction. And the more we look into this, it's clear that there's some kind of structure of metals that are inorganic and organic, like one of these Moderna patents shows, that assembles in the blood system and then clots it. And doctors are saying they can't unsee what they've seen. They've never seen anything like it. And no one seems to want to talk about it because they're afraid of getting fired. And then people go, show me the peer-reviewed study. Well, of course, if you have like a peer-reviewed study, my friends, think about this for a second. To get a peer-reviewed study, you have to have doctors put their name, their professors or, you know, scientists put their names on the study. And if all these studies say the vaccines are bad, they don't want to do that because they'll lose their job. So people go, where's a peer-reviewed study? And I love how people ask for the same people who demand peer-reviewed studies about these vaccine injuries, and there are many, by the way, but still not as many as there could be because of fear. But the same people that say, show me the peer-reviewed studies, are the same people that will go into a McDonald's parking lot and get an untested clot shot injected into their arm for a free hamburger. And they're going to talk down to people and say, show me the peer-reviewed study. Show me the study that ever said the vaccines were good. There have never been any. There have been Pfizer studies on it, but of course, Pfizer has something to gain. There have been Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson and Sinovac studies on it. But again, they have something to gain. Meanwhile, there have been thousands of studies, and the stats also don't lie, showing the dangers of this death shot. So, yeah, I've had enough of that cognitive dissonance. At this point, most of these people are dying. We won't have to worry about it for too long. And I don't say that lightly. It's a sad situation, but I can't, you know, go and try and defend a bunch of grown adults that at this point in time still don't get it. But only around 6% to 8% of people are actually getting this latest booster. So it looks like most people are getting a hang of it. But the point is, they got all the other ones and they are basically on a, they're a ticking time bomb at this point. And it's important to note that because currently, you know, we have children that knew not what they did. And those are the people we should be worried about, who were forced by their ignorant parents that believed anything the media told them, believed anything the pharma, you know, big pharmaceutical corporations told them, anything the government that has mass murdered 100 million people in the last century told them, and the same government that released all these other vaccines that led to massive, massive, massive injuries and death across the board. And then they have the balls to try and have causes, activist causes, after they just supported the biggest tyrannical overtaking of humanity in history, the destruction of bodily autonomy and all these things. And now they've poisoned their children. And there's kids dying everywhere. And the recent studies have also shown children that are vaccinated are 303 times more likely to have so-called COVID, whatever that is, hasn't even been isolated, than unvaccinated children. It means that they have autoimmune disorders. They're sick with whatever it might be, anything for that matter. So this all needs to be understood as the cancer rate skyrockets, as heart attacks skyrocket, as blood clots skyrocket, as we see horrible illnesses across the board. We need justice. But how long will it be before we ever get any sort of justice? Or will it be just one of those self-fulfilling situations? All I know is now that was one step in the Great Reset. The next step is cashless society, carbon credits, food rations with infused mRNA technology in it, as well as from like cattle, which they're working on places like Washington State, to fruits and vegetables, which they're working at the University of California with funding with from Bill Gates, as well as in the university in Mexico City, as well as trying to absolutely destroy the food supply while destroying the fuel supply, destroying the energy supply, while coming in with a solution to the problem, which of course is a bigger problem down the road. It's just another puzzle piece for the Great Reset, the New World Order, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. You will own nothing and you will be happy. You will eat the bugs and you will eat and drink the sewage, because of course you have to do that for the greater good of the greater number. That is what they are trying to do to us right now. It's all the collectivist mantra that we've seen for centuries, that Stalin was based on, that Mao was based on. It's all going full circle into technocracy. And we need to stand up now because this is all part of the war on humanity, the Tower of Babel. So as always, my friends, I end this by saying detox heavy metals. If you actually got the jab, I'm sorry that you did that. I don't know what you were thinking. And also get out of big cities. Get out of the banking system as much as you humanly can. Get into privacy coins like Monero and Epic Cash. Get into gold and silver. Again, this isn't investment advice. This is just my opinion, but it makes sense, doesn't it? And then, of course, get out of big cities. Get away from the major highways that Bill Gates is buying up while he's calling for an end to free-range farms to stop pollution and build up big cities with urban sprawls. They want to wall you in, my friends, and push you into complete dependency and desperation so that they can basically milk you of your very humanity. So again, I urge people to check the links below. We have heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of those products, which is really hard to do. And they're non-GMO storable foods, which is very hard to find. It's good. You need to have these now, not later. There's heirloom seeds. There's water filtration and storage. There's books on how to get started. Get on this now, not later, my friends. We also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. And there's some really good deals on there that we haven't seen yet. And then that's probably it after that. Once that sale is done, we are probably going to end that affiliate. We have the Lion Energy link in the description to get batteries, solar panels, power banks, etc. Use our link and you save a bunch of money if you go through us. And of course, we have many more options. We have Ascent, which you can find in the description, for a whole bunch of different supplements and ashwagandha and coffees. Get your organic non-GMO coffees and help keep our media alive. You could order them in pretty much anywhere in the world, no matter where you are right now. So get on that. We have, of course, a link in the description which will allow you to save a bunch of money on that. We also have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. This is very important stuff. You can get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Check that link in the description. You save money if you go through us. And again, for those, if you have family members that have cancer, don't tell them to stop doing whatever treatment they're doing, but give them this at least as an added opportunity to keep them alive longer. And of course, as I have been saying, we have the late great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements, Z-Stack, Z-Stack Kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. Very important stuff, high levels of vitamins in these chewables and these capsules. Very, very important stuff going forward to have, your immune system in check with all the ways they're spraying us, all the ways they're trying to kill us, from our water to the skies, to our food, to everything. Get on that now, not later as well. Use our link in the description. You save a bunch of money on it and you get free shipping. And finally, find us at the Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City, Utah, on November 12th and 13th with the breakout session on the November 14th. Amazing event with G. Edward Griffin. We have a bunch of different speakers, Dr. David Martin. I'll be there, of course. I hope to see you in person. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and save 10% on your tickets to that event. And finally, you can also check out our Tower Garden project. Get a Tower Garden through our link. Save a bunch of money through us so that you can grow inside if you need to. And of course, we have, I'm just mixing up events here. I'm going to cut it off right away. But we have the Mariposa Freedom Festival coming up in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, at the end of November as well. I hope to see you there. I'll be speaking. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M, to save money on your tickets. You can find the tickets in the description below in this video. So I appreciate everyone watching, my friends. You guys are all amazing. We have so many different affiliates now, but we need to mobilize people for the betterment of humanity. And if I could save just one life, that means the world to me. And that, you know, that's why I do this at the end of the day. It's the whole thing that motivates me is, honestly, yes, we have this bad news, but here are solutions. Please take them. Stop complaining unless you're going to actually do something about it. We have the solution. So why not do something about it? So again, that is extraordinarily important. And if I could save one family, man, that is so much worth it. For everything I've done, 4,000 plus videos, that is worth it. One family, that's all I want. And of course, you can find ways to help support us in the links below. We are completely viewer funded. So go get funding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address. We have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. Of course, Monero included, Litecoin. We have, things like Pirate Chain. And then we have Epic FundMe, where you can donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. So check that out below. Join our Telegram, World Alternative Media, our Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements, our newsletter, www.imband.com. And join us on Parler. We're posting more on there right now, at Josh F. Sigurdsson. And of course, we're on all the, all the places. We're on Twitter, at World Alt Media, Spotify, all these things. So anyway, check those links in the description. We appreciate everyone watching here today. This is a war for humanity on our part. This is a war against humanity on their part. If we want to win a war for humanity, we must be more human, be more empathetic, be more conscious, be more individually responsible, stand up against the Tower of Babel, live freely, live by example, always. Anyways, we'll be back with much more. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.